the sculpture. The artists making money, but we do it for the culture. Sipping on mimosas, whipping testosterones. A bunch of young men whose dreams is getting closer. Feel my pain, hear the struggle through my chromosomes. Always shift and see the changes on the totem pole. Got them all, yet today got the scrotum blowed. From the coldest flow, the summer sound is so and so. And if they drop rhymes, tell me who your top five. Is it the newer cats pushing from computer jacks? Spit the newer raps and killing on the viewer stats. It's perceived with they performing on the streaming stage. We used to need the aid, now we used to be in pain. And all the streets are paved, boards you want to keep away. And all alliances and regions that divided us. Let's have a conversation, break away the biases. Let's break away the biases. Gotta break away the biases.
Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop.
Yo, what's up? This is Familiar, Dead Broke Entertainment, all the way from San Pedro, California. Gotta let you know, man, one of my favorite MCs, if not the favorite MC, it's gotta be Marshall Mathers, baby, Eminem, that's Slim Shady. One love, everybody.
What's good? This is Matt. I'm in the city of La Habra. Favorite MC, gotta be one of the
talking to the phone. I can't hear you. What was that? What was that?
What's good, family? Welcome to another episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. That's right, an episode of An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. It's been a minute, but we're back. And tonight I have with me the one and only.
It's your boy, Son Capone, the greatest rapper never known in the building.
And of course,
Big Pooh, a.k.a. Bootleg and B-Sides.
Well, it's been a minute, gentlemen, and we are back. And we're going to go ahead and go through some shit that's happening in hip-hop. And then we're going to get to some different stuff that we haven't had a chance to do. But before we get into that, big shouts out to the Digital Soapbox Network. You can find us on audioboom.com/channel/ An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. And you can also follow us on Instagram at @AHCAHH_podcast or @AHCHHH_host_. Son Capone, you can follow him at SIMKAPONE, Sign Cap One. I love him. I like Sign Cap One. He hard. Bootlegs and B-Sides, for everybody spelling at home, as BOOTLEGZNBISIDEZ. And of course, King OG, you can follow him at KINGOG577. So, promotional shit aside, that's what y'all need to do. Fuck with us, follow us, and it's all good. So, we've missed a lot, and we're back to do what we do, give you that real shit. So we're going to start off with some real shit. Well, with some shit that shouldn't have been some real shit, but almost turned into some real shit. The Bone against Migos, whatever. I call them Niggas and Migos. So this was crazy. This all started with Offsides or Illegal Motion or one of the niggas said they were the greatest group of all time. And Bone, especially Busy and Lazy, kind of took exception to that, and it ended up with Lazy dropping a diss record. So we'll start there. I'm gonna start with you, Si. Thoughts on the Lazy diss record dropped on, what was it, Christmas Eve or some shit like that? Had him dressed up as a Grinch with the rest of the Migos, you know, False Start, Illegal Motion, all the other cats were in the Christmas bag or whatever. And Lazy was the Grinch. And what are your thoughts just on the record?
I didn't like the record. I mean, when these old cats start dissing and shit like that, there's some shit that make it sound dated, and this is what made us sound dated as far as old heads. So, I mean, I didn't like the record, and I mean, Bone is great collectively, but I would like to have seen maybe Crazy Bone do something, you know what I mean, as far as a diss record or Busy. you know, without the musket in the garage and shit like that. But Lazy, I mean, he still kicking shit, but you know what I mean? Like, as far as dissing and all that, that's not their lane. You know, talking to Ouija boards and rapping about Easy and harmonizing on Easy, that's more their lane.
Well, lyrically, what'd you think about the record?
I mean, again, it's Lazy Bone, so you're not going to get, you know, some chopped down lyrics, you know? I mean, he did his thing and he was trying to do the fashion, but it's the way that these kids are doing it, it's a little different than how they were approaching the shit back then. So it's, like I said, it sounds dated. I mean, he can be on point lyrically, but if the style is not up to par, I mean, it make motherfuckers sound like Curtis Blow and shit.
Big Cool, what you think, man?
Yeah, I think this shit sounded, he could have picked a better track, number one. Number two.
The beat was sounded like some shit he ripped from the internet.
Yeah, it just wasn't up to par, and it's like, I don't know, I understand where niggas try to stick to the old rules and, you know, take it out on wax and all that, but this new generation, they ain't about that. It's like, the defense for the Migos and 21 Savage and them is how much money they got, or you see their manager flashing jewelry and shit, like, we got more money than you, so it's kind of watered down, and so since niggas don't respond lyrically, then it turns into violence, like, we can fight, or we can do this, or we can do that, so the game is just washed up, and like Sean said, you know, you used to hear him Bone collectively. You really know you're hearing them individually, and I understand Lazy had his L burner album, but I never burned that L one.
So you didn't light it not once, huh?
Not
once. Damn L burner, and I agree with you because we know Bone as a collective, not as a solo, and to be honest. So far, not that I'm defending the Migos, you know, I'm not going to defend Illegal Motion or, you know, Excessive Use of the Hands. I'm not going to defend any of them cats. But they've already established that they've been able to put out independent records so far that have been received well by their fan base. And maybe Bone waited too late in their run to do that and become solo before they had stuff that was really critically acclaimed by their fan base. And y'all were kind of the Bone fans. I wasn't the biggest Bone fan, but I don't remember solo them really having that presence, you know? And to kind of touch on what you said, Pooh, as far as, like, it getting physical, I mean, 21 Savage made a video. He's like, shit's whack, and something to the effect, like, I'm going to have sex with Lazy's wife, which led to the gunplay and the whole musket and shit like that. And it's crazy because... What was it? The police came to Busy's crib because somebody on Instagram snitched because, you know, he had the big ass. He looked like he was going to play Duck Hunt or some shit. He's about to go hunt some rabbits with that fucking dog. I said on Solo Bolo that I didn't think that they should go ahead and respond. I thought that Bone should have just put out a dope album that was relative to the time and showcase that they still had it rather than trying to beef with these cats, because in my opinion it was really it's a no-win situation. They've been removed too far from the game where I think that the youngsters aren't going to really respect it.
Yeah, it's all about paper, you know what I mean, and that's all they're concerned about. It's their style and all that shit is, I mean, as far as the Migos is bitten, and it's all derives off of Gucci Man is the founder of all this shit with the fucking with the ad-libs and reverb and all this other shit, you know what I mean? It's a whole different element. So, I mean, carrying the weight and everything, I mean, Bone was the first to do it. I think musically they're more talented than the Migos. And, I mean, us older heads are going to know that. But, man, these youngsters are not, they're not on that vibe, man. Bone, I think, is too slow. It's too slow of a pace, and they don't appreciate, you know, they're on pills and shit like that. We were fucking with weed and shit like that. So Bone, it all made sense to us, and the harmonizing and shit was smooth and you can chill to. With the Migos, is more, you know, upbeat and shit like that. So the two generations, you know, the youngsters, they don't take this hip hop shit to heart as far as when it comes to lyrics. You know, it's more of a social media presence and what the fuck's going on as far as the spending and the jewelry and shit like that. And unfortunately, that wasn't all we were focused on as far as coming up.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. What about you, Pooh?
Yeah, I just think it's a different day and age. It's like nowadays it's about flashing and who got this and who got and who doesn't have that. Like, and the winner has the most shit to flash and who got the most money. But it's a different game, man. It's like, I forgot who I heard say it. Like, back in the day, you know, like, for instance, Magic Johnson was playing in the 80s, making $1 million a year. He was a rich man. This day and age, these cats making 20, 30 million. So it's like, it's just different. Like, back then, like, you know, I heard him saying Tupac, when he got shot at the studio, that nigga had $7,500 in his pocket. So does that make the Migos better than Pac, too, because they have more money?
Right.
You know,
right.
So it's just two different mindsets when it comes to this shit. And it's just some sad shit for hip-hop. But I really don't even consider the Migos hip-hop. It's like, it's a new genre of music that's, I don't even know what to call it. It's been
trash.
I'm not dogging the new generation because everything evolves. I remember our parents talking about our shit was bullshit.
Right.
But it's just like, you know, the old rules that we grew up by, that shit doesn't exist anymore as far as hip-hop.
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%. And it's also an issue of relevancy. Like, the younger generation knows Bone for what? Crossroads? Maybe? Yes.
If that.
Or maybe the Pac track, you know, because Pac is still borderline, well, not borderline relevant, but Pac is still relevant. So, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's hard when you are trying to diss or even trying to, not so much diss, but just trying to get your respect from this group that has a lot of respect from who's the control of who says who's dope or not now. And especially, I can't even tell you, when's the last time you heard a Bone feature from one of the members on a song that was going to be received by these younger cats?
I mean, to be honest with you, Bone, that shit died 20 years ago. I mean, to me personally, I stopped listening to Bone after the Art of War. And that was like 97 when they came with that double disc. I remember Busy dropping, I forgot the name of his album. I listened to that.
Heaven's something.
And I remember Crazy had a double disc as well that I liked. But as far as Wishbone and L Burner, what you gonna fuck with? You know what I mean? So it's like, if even at the end for Bone, they weren't even together as a group. Busy wasn't even a part of it no more. So that whole situation died years ago. So, you know, Bone just took it upon himself to, you know, to answer that whole "we the best group ever" when there's plenty of groups in the past who I feel like is better than the Migos, but they didn't even stoop to the level of even responding to that shit.
Yeah. And I mean, with Bone, they didn't. Remember when they got Busy back? It was a few years, like early 2000 something, when they did get back. And probably when the hardest cuts they ever did, it didn't have commercial success, but that Ecstasy shit was hard as fuck. When they was talking about popping Ecstasy and shit like that.
Feels so ziggity.
That shit was hard as fuck.
When I float, no,
that beat is fucking ill. But yeah. They did that, and they had a single, man. I want to say probably like 7 or 8 years ago. I didn't like
that.
That shit with Akon. Yeah, I tried so hard. No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. But the kids were receptive to it. The kids were singing that shit. You know what I mean? So
I think that was more Akon than actually Bone.
Did they do a song with like Paul McCartney or somebody too? And I hated that shit too.
They might have. Yeah. There was that time, like the Akon time, where they were trying to latch on to whatever was hot. I don't know who was in charge of their careers at that point, but it definitely didn't, you know, work out. But hey, shout out to Crazy. He has a Late Shift, which is a podcast that's on the Digital Soapbox Network. So shout out to them. Like I said, on Solo Bolo, I felt that they should not even respond.
True,
like you said, Big. Like you said, Pooh. They're not on, you know, Migos are not on Bone's level. I know I talk a lot of shit about the Migos, but they got a long way to go. So before they, in my opinion, can even establish them as the group that is the group coming out of Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just a long way to go, in my opinion.
Yeah, everything seems to be driven out by commercial success.
Yeah. I mean, that is definitely, hip-hop has changed in the last 20 years where it's not really about the art. It's really about impact and viral success and having a household name rather than having a dope product, you know, or some dope music. So speaking of dope music, this year, hopefully, DMX comes home. DMX has been somebody who has made a lot of dope music in hip-hop history. Spent some time away because he owed the government close to like $8-9 million.
So the only way to deal with that is still he's gonna come home owing them 1.5, which is some crazy shit. Like, you throw somebody in jail, so we're off the music tip. In my opinion, you throw somebody in jail for tax evasion, there should be no way that they come out of jail owing you money. You know what I mean? Like, how do you feel about that, Si?
I think it's bullshit. You know what I mean? It's the IRS. I know motherfuckers mismanage their money and shit like that, but it's we paying to take care of this man while he served time for a debt he owes. Like, I don't understand how the fuck that works, but they need to clear him of his debt if he went ahead and you know, gave up his time. Because, I mean, his time is valuable. Motherfuckers get sued for, you know, loss of time and shit like that if they, you know, are injured or a car accident and shit like that. Well, they need to level up with him on that shit. I think it's fucking crazy.
What's your thoughts on that, Pooh? Just the whole legality and the whole way that happens with you be owing the IRS money, going to jail, then coming home and then having to pay some more shit.
Well, first and foremost, I'd be happy to see him come home. I wouldn't wait jail on nobody. You know what I mean? You know, a lot of these motherfuckers protect their freedom and they don't know what is really behind the walls. But I think that's kind of cold too, a nigga come home with a tab, but he's not the only one. This nigga that go to jail for less money and still come home. So that's just part of the system. I'm pretty sure he's happy to not confuse him himself, because I don't give a fuck what he does coming going forward. The fat DMX that I've been seeing in pictures, that nigga's not making no money coming home. That's just my opinion.
Wait. So let's get into that. You don't think Fat X can make any money?
He may to his core family, but me personally, I think besides the first two albums that dropped in 98, DMX has been trash from 98. From 99 till 2019. Garbage. Complete trash. Throw that nigga in the dumpster.
So Hell is Hot is dope.
And
Flesh of My Flesh.
That's it.
So you didn't like, what was it, Grand Champion was the one after that? Was it Grand
Champion? None of that shit.
Yeah.
I gave him a chance on the album that dropped, the next album with Here We Go Again, all that shit on there. Yeah. But then he had like Party Up and up, man.
Yeah, he had a lot of mainstream.
But you know what? Unfortunately, DMX is a person where substance abuse got to him, so I think his art failed because of that. And then he started acting, and then if you notice, all the niggas that started acting, they knew they slipped because they were getting that acting money. I never really felt him at that.
I feel you on that. I think as he got more successful, that hunger faded. And you know, I'm sure that his substance abuse played into that. So he comes home on the 27th, allegedly. He's clean, sober, allegedly. First thing he wants to do is get out and reunite with his 15 kids. The youngest happens to be, I think, 2 years old and has some serious health complications from what I was hearing. New music is on the way. And also, Hollywood folks are approaching him about his biopic. So I'll start with you, Pooh. Musically, and then biopic. Are you looking forward to any of this?
Musically, no. No. I would listen to the Migos.
Oh, God.
Damn. I mean, let's be real.
Wait, okay.
We just talked about Bone. Not to cut you off. Talked about Bone. What have they done? Name me some dope DMX shit within the last 15 years.
I can't.
Exactly.
The shit he did at LaGuardia Airport was pretty dope.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's interesting as a character because you never know, you know, he can go this way or go that way. So I would love to see a biopic, especially to go back before the music, because when he got in the game, he was already a grown man. So, you know, he did some shit in his life. I would love to see that. But as far as music, come on, man. That nigga, in my book, personally, he's been irrelevant my entire adult life.
So he can't do a Meek. He can't come out and kind of talk to the youngsters about what they shouldn't be doing. Bark after a couple bars and know he's fucking with him?
These kill heads, they don't give a fuck about that. Meek is saying that shit, and if you notice, the old heads are like, oh, Meek, now niggas trying to give Meek a chance. Right. These young heads, they don't want to hear that shit. They want to get high, fuck these bitches, and get high again. Period.
Now let me ask you this. So he's coming home. Do we think Swizz Beatz? Do we think Jay? You know, does the culture and the people who are in control right now, meaning directly connected with the culture, not the niggas in the boardroom. But do you think you see some of the OGs who are out and prospering, reaching out and giving him an opportunity? What you think, Doc?
I mean, I don't think so. You know what I mean? They kind of left X hanging this whole time. You know what I mean? So I don't think they're gonna reach out to him and provide opportunity. I mean, unless it's somebody's putting some major backing behind it, but. I just don't see them doing it just out of good faith.
Who?
No, I don't really see it. I think it's time to pass. I mean, it could be like a flash in the pan, like, oh, X going on tour, and I can go beat you pay niggas and do it again to get their last check. That's really about it. Because then, you know, X even said when Jay-Z took over Def Jam during that time, Jay-Z pretty much stalled his career out.
Yeah.
Because he was direct competition. So I don't see niggas reaching back now when the niggas who can be doing reaching back are relevant as well.
I'm going to just say this. I think his first record out got to be a Swizz Beatz joint. Like, that has to be. If we don't get that, then I'm going to ask those questions. What the fuck's going on with Swizz? You know what I mean? Because I think X and Swizz go together at some point. You know what I mean? That's, you know, I think at the least he's got to have something. You know what I mean? He's got to. Swizz got to bring him out or have him on the, he's got supposedly another album dropping soon.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time he put out something?
Well, he just dropped something. He dropped something with Nas, where Nas, they got a little video for it. He's in the middle of dropping three albums. The first one came out a couple months ago. It wasn't well received, but he said, hey, I got more music coming. I got two more albums.
It's kind of hard. You know, like I said, I think people in the generation, our generation are the ones right behind us might appreciate that, but I don't think the youngest care.
No. Nah, but I think, again, I don't think that any of these mainstream artists or mainstream older artists, and let's just take a look at what Jay and Beyonce did earlier in the year. They put out that Carter album. Yeah, it was only limited to folks who had Tidal or whatever, but there wasn't enough buzz to have motherfuckers go get Tidal.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, and I don't think that's really a knock on Beyonce, but I think that's more a knock on Jay, because I think Beyonce's fans are tired of Jay. You know what I mean? And I think older hip-hop heads are also tired of him and Beyonce doing their thing. They'll support a 4-for-4, but this Carter shit, they're not really going to go ahead and look for. So I think for older heads, there is a fan base out there. You just have to give them exactly what they want, or they're not going to fuck with you. And I can tell you that directly, because that's me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to support these old niggas, but it's and I'm an old nigga too, but it's got to be something that, you know, again, is relevant, or something that I'm going to want to hear. I don't want to hear you as an old dude trying to do something in this new cat lane. So I think X just has to be, X has to come home and give us, you know, the anger, the pain, you know, the prayers and the dog barking in the back one last time, at least to clear up the debt, get that 1.5 out the way.
But see, what it is, in my opinion, I agree. But it all boils down to the bars, man. What is he saying? Like, the last shit that I heard sounded real delicate. Like that shit was just so weak. Like, no rewind factor, no nothing. Production was weak. Like, just, right. Like, I just had no desire. Like, that's like IQ dropping a new album. I don't give a fuck what IQ just dropped. It's like niggas just giving these old-timer days. It's like, for you Raider fans, it's like Greg Townsend. Oh, it's like Greg Townsend at the fucking mall signing the book. Like, niggas, get that nigga a check. You don't want to hear that bullshit, man. IQ washed up. I know there's some LA heads on here who listen to that shit, but y'all niggas probably still wear Creech khakis and LA Gates. You don't want to hear that bullshit.
Lottos. But I feel you, Pooh. But see, the difference, I think, with X and Q, I mean, the difference between the two is, I mean, with X's story, like, Cube, no, this motherfucker, we all know Cube is at home, you know, married, making cinnamon rolls and shit like that with the family. You know, with DMS got a story. His shit is, you know, is always in fucking chaos, you know, whether it be the drugs or, you know, thugging out, shooting and guns and acting like PD or the feds or whatever the fuck he's doing. He's still got a story to tell, and they're still, you know, like, it's all on blast, but we don't ever get to hear it from him. It's all through reports and shit like that. So I think that he have an interesting story that he can lay out, at least through a record. I wouldn't say a whole LP, but he can drop an EP of what the fuck he's going through or what his mind state is right now.
And I think that's the hook for me. I think he can, if he came out, and just think about this, like you said, a lot of these kids now are pill poppers, drug addicts. And that's what X fucking is. And X was one of the biggest niggas in the game ever to do it, regardless of how you felt after his second album and shit like that. X changed the game for a lot of cats. So I don't know. I think, if, again, he can get music that sounds relevant, you know what I mean, and maybe work with some people who can tailor the sound of the music to what, again, is relevant today. I think he has a story to tell for a lot of these cats who might eventually end up being in a DMX situation. Taxes, drug addiction, 15-something kids, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's a lot of these young cats that are in that situation in the rap game, got multiple baby mamas, you know what I mean? And just kids out here in the street, multiple baby mamas, fucking with drugs, you know what I mean? So, like you said, I never want to wish any negative on anybody. I've always been an X fan. You know, shit, come home, rebuild with your family, and then we'll be looking for something. I'll be looking for something around summer, you know what I mean? I hope he don't come fresh out and do like Lazy did and go to SoundClick and download a East Coast beat and then start running away. For you shit. Motherfuckers who still make music, you go to SoundClick,
Rocky type,
yeah, and you and you download an ASAP Rocky type beat. Stop fucking with music, please. You fucking it up for everybody. I hate that shit.
I'm still be quiet. Hey, you say you ain't got nothing good to say.
Say it, motherfucker. Say it.
I think it's a rap. I think he had a big enough fan base, especially overseas and all that. You know, people loved X. Back then, you know, he did Belly. He was a sex symbol to the women. He was talking about street shit with niggas. You know what I mean? How could I say related to what he was saying? But at this age, yeah, it sounds good if people can hear his stories, but that's like some Lifetime shit. Like, I don't even know fucking dope fiend tales and all that kind of shit.
It's a dope fiend tales.
That doesn't move me. You know what I mean? Like, what else can you tell me, my nigga? Probably got me about 5-6 years as far as age. I heard all your stories 20 years ago. What you gonna tell me now about you took pills, blew all your money, had a bunch of fucking kids, got out of shape, like,
got out of shape.
Fuck about none of that. I'm just, that's me personally. I hope
But I mean, what about accountability in that he's trying to make his, you know, self right? You know
that,
I mean?
That can be handled in the interview, not in music. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, but
that's
I mean,
just me.
No, but I mean, with the interview, you only got so much time. I mean, are you gonna do a Lifetime interview, you know, a 3-day special and shit, or
okay, are you gonna listen to that shit?
If he come out with an album, I listen to DMX. I rock with that shit. You know what I mean? I like real shit. I'm not a science fiction ass motherfucker. I'm not a fairy time fucking, you know, whether it's a movie, music, whatever. I'm not into that bullshit. I like my shit real. I like, you know, biographies. I like fucking true stories, all that shit. So DMX, I'll fuck with because it's the truth that is behind what the fuck he's spitting. If I like it, that's another story.
So baby mamas, you know, to get signed home for his birthday coming up in September, he wants that new DMX album.
I rock with it.
Download it. So, Sam, we'll get to your segment that you brought to the family called Boss Move or Bitch Move, right?
Oh, shit.
So, this is the Kanye and Drake edition. So,
Kanye and Drake. It's a bitch move. You ain't got to explain nothing. These is two hoes and shit. Loving hip-hop over here. This is Mona Scott's fucking next fucking project over here. These bitches.
So, they've been going back and forth, as we know, for a minute. And right before Christmas, or rather after Christmas sometime, Kanye discovered that Drake is still following Kim Kardashian on Instagram or Twitter or some shit. This led Kanye to then tweet out that Drake was following Kim. So then Drake, I think the other night, arrived back in L.A. and then posted an Instagram of him back in Los Angeles. And there was some, I forget what the tagline was or whatever. So I'm going to first ask, boss move or bitch move, Ye calling out Drake following his girl online?
I mean, it's a bitch move. Why are you going to put that shit on blast? You know what I mean? Like, if you a real man and you got some issue with this motherfucker, see, with this is this nice guy bullshit. You know what I mean? Like, a motherfucker's going to run up on you. You know what I mean? If you feel disrespected, there's no need to put the shit on social media. You live right down the street. Why the fuck you just run up? If you feel, you know, that disrespected.
What is it, a mile and a half away or something?
You know what I mean?
You can jog over there. What you think, Pooh? Bitch move, boss move.
Well, in the words of DMX, I don't know if this is verbatim, but you wacky, twisted, the girls are hoes.
Oh, shit.
This social media, she's getting followed by 100 million motherfuckers. Like, she gets naked every other year and just right, to call herself. Right. You know what I mean? So it's not even a big deal. That's not some soft shit, man. Like I said earlier, you know, on social media, man, these niggas, it's a lot of males out here. Everybody ain't men. It's different. Mm. It's a fucking difference.
So now let's flip it. Is this a boss move or bitch move on Drake's part to continue to fuck with Kanye's head? He's texting Kim's mama, asking how the family is. You know, he's right around the corner. He's from the crib. I'll pull up, whatever, where you live, whatever the fuck he's talking about. Like, I'll start with you, Pooh. I know your disdain for Drake is at a very high level. So I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question. But boss move, bitch move on Drake's part for killing Kanye.
It's a bitch move, but I can respect it so much.
Whoa!
Let me explain myself. I respect it in a sinister type way. Like you know, Kanye's a bitch, so I'm just what he feels is not gonna stop me. But at the same time, Drake know who he's playing with. Like, they both soft. You know what I mean? Drake move around and you know, push his weight around on soft niggas because he can, or he got Jay Prince, them niggas behind him, you know what I mean? So he can do things like that. It's just like, I don't know, man. It's like, it's just a whole big situation. I can respect a nigga pushing a bitch ass nigga's button, but when it's a bitch pushing a bitch button, it's just whole activity.
Si, what do you think about the whole activity going on in Calabasas?
Oh, man. It's terrible, man. It's some bitch shit. You know, being more vindictive than somebody evil ass baby mama and shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's some hoe ass shit. Yeah. And, I mean, to get in their fucking mind and manipulate, like, bitches do that shit. You know what I mean? Only time you do any manipulation is if you're pimping. You know what I mean? And you getting a fucking dollar out of this shit. But other than that, this is some hoes, straight Mona Scott shit.
Do you think we'll ever see, and I hope this doesn't happen, but do you think this will ever lead to a physical altercation, or do you think this is going to continue to be Drake killing Kanye, you know? Because it's like he is doing this on purpose. He knows he's in Kanye's head, and he's continuing to push Kanye. So do we see a physical altercation, or do we see Kanye break first? Let me ask you that.
Yeah, there ain't no pillow fights going down soon. So, you know, Kanye going to break, or Pusha T going to run up on Drake. I call it right now, Pusha T. If anything happens, Pusha T is gonna be the one to run up on.
And Push said he got some new music coming this week. What do you think, Pooh?
I don't think it'll ever turn physical. I don't even think Pusha T will run up. I look at these niggas; they all look hella soft. You know what I mean?
They all hella rich now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see niggas fucking up their brand on some nigga shit.
Right.
That's
right.
Me personally. That, you know, you might feel that shit, but some niggas they're bigger than physical altercation. They ain't gonna fucking brand it. So I don't right. see that.
And I agree, man. And the thing that drives me crazy that we alluded to a little earlier is, like, you know who your wife is. You know what I mean? And so I, like, just don't understand. He's come for Nick Cannon. Don't put my wife's name in your mouth. Now it's Drake. And man, that must be a fucked up position to be in, because you have to constantly be on defense because of your wife's past and how publicly that past is. Like, you can marry a hoe and nobody know but a couple niggas, you know what I mean? And we talked about this on the show before. Wife her, move her to a different fucking zip code, and just hope that the niggas from the zip code don't migrate out to your zip code, and you got a brand new broad, you know what I mean? It's y'all history. You know her history, but nobody else do. It has to be crazy to be living at that level with all that information attached to this one person.
That odometer doesn't reset.
you know what's cold is? It's the fact that she's in front of the camera, so to speak, because I would take, well, other than the shit that happened with Ray J, I would take a brawl with Kim Kardashian's record any day over these bitches that I'm fucking in the street.
Based off what? Money or what?
Based off her track record with men. Fuck the money.
All right, so we got...
Can we explain that?
Well, so let me just say, we got Ray J who smashed. Obviously, she's married to the hoop nigga. I forget what his name was.
Chris Humphries.
So you got fucking... We just said his name. Nick Cannon. Who else?
Reggie Bush.
Drake.
Orlando Scandrick from the Cowboys.
Orlando Scandrick?
Or no, who was?
Nah, no, wasn't the
was that Courtney? No, that was her.
No, it was Scandrick. It was Miles Austin.
Miles Austin.
All right. Is straight Under Armour and shit.
Let me explain myself. All right. Okay. So how long has Kim Kardashian been relevant? About 15 years?
Shit, you got me on that. When did Sex Tape drop, right?
Probably in the mid 2000s. Okay. So let's just say 05. Okay. 2018.
So 13 years.
13 years. We named 6 niggas in 13 years. I didn't fuck this bitch. She got hit by 6 niggas that night.
Oh, damn.
Well, first of all, I think the question needs to be, nigga, who are you fucking, nigga?
Yeah, well, you know?
That was in my young days.
No, I feel you.
But look, just be real. It can be a bitch out here with a career, undercover, don't show her flesh on social media. Right. Chances are in 13 years, she got fucked by 30 niggas.
Right. But, I mean, to counterpoint on that is that those are people we know of.
Yeah.
High profile. You don't know who else is doing it.
Yeah, it's all out of sight. Yeah. I mean, but the 30 body chick, all that shit is out of sight, out of mind. You only know what she did last June and shit, you know what I mean?
So she, because we all know that's what makes it bad, but
yeah.
Out here in these streets, man, it's rough.
Yeah, you know what? Not to defend her, but in her defense, there's a lot of passing the same bra going on in the industry. What's my man's name that just got booted? Dykeman, Nicki Minaj's old nigga.
Safari.
He fucking proposed to Erica Mena.
That's that love and hip hop struggle. They all fuck each other.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah,
and if this is real,
I just want to know how good is it? Because the bitch ain't about shit, and all these niggas is trying to, like, what Erica Mena? Let me see what she all about.
Hey, man.
I'm Bobby.
No disrespect to Safari, but I mean, whenever you say no disrespect, it means we about to say something super disrespectful. But that's crazy to me. Bow Wow. Safari. Rich.
Yeah, the corny ass nigga.
You know what?
Dollars.
Yeah, if Rich Dollars, I'm not smashing after Rich Dollars. I'm sorry.
Her baby daddy's a beat nut, I think, or
with Juju?
One of them niggas
her baby daddy. Wait, how old is she then?
She's probably in her mid 30s.
And her baby daddy's a beat nut? Like, did this nigga did he beat, like, Leighton?
See, I don't think her kid is, like, he's not, like, a teenager. He is maybe, like, 10, 11.
Right. Yeah. I fuck with the beat nuts, that's why.
You gotta think about it. Even if she was, like, let's say 18 and the nigga was fucking 30, she's from New York. Them Latino niggas big in New York them days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They was. Beat nuts was doing it. I'm just saying, 30, 18, yeah. That's close to surviving R. Kelly.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know, it's all a guess anyway, but...
Yeah, it's all speculation.
Exactly, speculation. Look, I'm 39. If a bad 22 walked in front of me, she's subject to get hit.
You 39. You fucking an 18-year-old?
18 is different.
That's different. I feel you on that one.
She can't buy no lick.
If she can't buy no dick, she can't get no dick.
If she can't buy no lick, she can't get no dick.
It's like, well, why no? Gotta bring some drink.
You better stay out the strip club. It's 19 and 20. That's
crazy.
Fruit punch.
That's wild.
Hey, the fruit punch bunch and shit.
I'm just saying, though. I had this conversation, you know, not to get off subject, but.
Nah, that's what we do.
I was talking the other day and I was like, to somebody, like, would you marry a woman who you knew had a past where she sold herself? Could y'all do it?
A former prostitute.
Yeah, or stripper, or whatever.
I mean, so I'm going to be honest. There's levels to this.
What level is that?
Well, no, I'm going to tell you. If I met a stripper, you know, and let me ask you, are we going in knowing that when I pulled up on you and spit game and, you know, chose to get to know you, I knew that you were a stripper or a porn star or a prostitute?
Yeah, that's different. If you didn't know, then it's all fair game.
It's all fair game. Okay, so we know. So let's all go around. Let's be honest. So, would you wife a stripper? Soccer player.
Fuck it. I would.
I would too. Pooh, you wife a stripper?
Stripper, yeah, I would.
Okay. Would you wife a porn star? Pooh.
I just can't deal with the fact that somebody nut on my bitch face.
Stein, was your wife a porn star?
I know a nigga who did.
Oh. That was her occupation when I first met her.
Yeah, you knew. You met her. You know, y'all kicked it. You saw her somewhere. Like, man, baby's fine. You walk up to her. You start talking or whatever. Obviously, you don't know she's a porn star because you would have known that from jump. So maybe she's not on Vivid or some shit, but she's on one of these other motherfuckers.
Is she on Pornhub? Because if she on Pornhub, I can't do it.
You can find her work on the best of online.
Yeah, well, I can access her shit through Google and shit like that. She got a Wikipedia page I ain't fucking with.
So what if it wasn't on Pornhub, but it was out there possibly to be found? It was on, what are the less popular porn sites?
I don't know. If she was on a network in Japan or some shit where I couldn't see, and I could fuck with it. But if it even come back to bite me and shit, and motherfucker got kids 10 years later, and motherfucking kid flying the flick, you know what I mean? Like, nah, fuck all that.
Yeah, not porn stars definitely right.
I can't do it.
That's too much shit on tape. Yeah. That, you know, the homies at the house, he never went home and jerked off, you know, to your wife's, you know, interracial scenes and shit. Oh shit!
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
The wife of ghetto guy.
Oh shit!
If the description to her porn trailer is she's fucking for rent money,
I'm cool.
Yo, you know, fuck the porn industry for real, because they do Latinas and sisters dirty. And that's one reason I don't even fuck with porn. I'm just being 100% honest. As we came up, we had access, you know, word to Mike and Moraney, big shots out to him.
He kept the collecting.
He kept Playboy on rotation. He kept magazines.
This motherfucker had the tops for adults and shit.
So at a very young age, I was desensitized to pornography because it was just around. Yeah, it was like, shit, there was more porn in the house than there was milk. Hey, that's real. My pops had more porn magazines than there was actually items in the refrigerator at one time. So, to me, just looking at the industry, fuck them, because the way that they treat sisters and Latinas, there's always got to be some landlord needs his money, or, the hot Cuban maid or some shit. Not that porn is uplifting, it's already degrading as fuck, but then it has to be stereotypical shit. So fuck that on some real shit. But let's get back on topic to what we're saying. So finally, prostitute. Soccer Punk, would you marry a prostitute?
Oof. That, you know what? That's rough, man, because, you know, man, women have sold pussy in one way or another, whether it be a dinner, it'd be the tickets to fucking fucking B2K concert.
So,
you know what I mean?
I'm not talking about the one that says, hey, I want to go see D'Angelo, so I'm going to get this nigga some pussy. I'm talking about the bras that's on Figueroa. Help me out. Baseline.
Beach Boulevard.
Lincoln Boulevard. I'm talking about them bras, like the professional pavement pushers. You know, the bras who should be getting checkups every 2 weeks. Could you wife a prostitute?
I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it either. Poo.
Nah, I'm a strong man, but I don't know. You gotta have some type of moral code, something. I can understand the girl being young and stripping because she just don't know what to do with herself without a tough situation. You kind of look over it, but somebody who's out here just letting whoever.
Yeah, for $20.
$20 holler.
It's too degrading. And then, you know, it's just, I mean, I guess there ain't no footage behind it, but I don't know, man.
There's still faces.
The mental footage.
Yeah.
Knowing.
Well, here's the thing. I would imagine if you were going to marry a prostitute, you would have to seriously relocate her to another area, like super far away.
Well, why?
Well, because if you're married, you don't want customers bumping into them. Why you at Food for Less?
Well, they might be on a bonus month or some shit. Hey, or what?
Hey, baby girl, how come you ain't on the corner no more? I went to look for you 2 Thursdays ago. I didn't see you. You know what I mean? I got that $20 holler. What's good? I mean, but it's different now. They use all these cash apps and shit like that. Oh, so man, maybe it's
Snapchat. It's on the pussy on Snapchat.
Let me clarify something.
Please.
We are saying wife.
Yes, yes.
We're
saying wife.
Because if I met a bitch who was working and I didn't know she was working, she's something to get hit. But I'm not watching
this. So let me tell you this. So you out chilling, parlaying, doing your thing. See some little shorty that you think is fly. You approach her. You start talking to her. She lets you know that usually I'm working, but tonight I'm not. And whatever the female statement niggas ain't want to fuck nowadays. What's cracking? Let's get a room. So you know she's a prostitute, but she about to give you some pussy for free. Are you taking it?
It's tough because we always think of the ghetto, the curb bitches. But if a nigga was to fly to Brazil for vacation, I'm out there hitting shit. That's gotta be real. If I go to any one of these places where it's not against the law and niggas is having fun and chilling, as long as I'm strapped up, nigga, something can hit. I'm just being real. I'm keeping it real. And most men will say the same shit.
Hell, motherfucking yeah. Nah,
most men will say that. Unless you married. Yeah. So I ain't doing it. Fuck with these niggas this time. I love you and only you. So you want to get into some hip hop word associations?
I'm with you. Bring it on.
Right. So I'm gonna go over some names from 2018 that rang bells somehow. We have all talked about them. And as 2018 is closing, I want you to give me one word. Of course, I'm going to ask you for why, but we'll go into it. So I'm going to start with you, Sal Capone. And if you feel like you want to answer, you don't have to answer for every name, but we'll start with this name, Tekashi 69.
Losses.
I agree with that 100%. What about you, Pooh? Tekashi 69.
Clown.
I agree with that as well. What about J. Cole? We'll start with you, Pooh. Oh, no, we'll start with you, Simon. Go ahead.
Champ.
Why champ?
He was the champ this year, man. He had the best record. He did it all himself, no features. And, I mean, he dig it up from the bottom.
I agree with that. Pooh, J. Cole, what you think?
I'm going to say dope.
Dope.
You know what I mean? I never really listen to his music because I thought he was commercial, but then once I was enlightened to some of the shit that he does, I was like, you know what, I've already given him a chance, and what I heard, I was impressed with.
Yeah, that was the thing with Cole with me too, was I didn't like the Paula Abdul records. It's his early shit that Jay was, kind of making sure you gotta have this type of record and stuff. With KOD, I was fucking with him before that, but with KOD definitely solidifies somebody I'm gonna go ahead and look out for going forward. I also like the fact that he reaches outside of his fan base and connects with artists that you wouldn't think you would fuck with, Kodak Black or what's his name, Bugatti or whatever his name, dude from Memphis, Yo Gotti or whatever shit is. Yeah, fucking with cats that are not in that elite MC tier. And I think, a lot of times the elite MCs don't go down to that level and fuck with, cats that aren't on that level. And I give Cole props for trying to bridge the gap between his generation and the generation below him. A lot of our guys that we talk about, the guys we respect, didn't do that. So hopefully Cole continues to do that. What about Ice Cube? Soccer ball.
I mean, icon.
Icon for real. I hope he gets him and LL. Hope they're able to buy that, the leftover Fox News channels. I don't want to hear any more music from him. And much continued success for Q Vision and whatever they end up doing. What about you, Pooh?
I'm going to say original as in OG.
Yeah.
Been around a long time. Even though his time has come and went, like I said before, there was a time where Ice Cube was right up there at the top. I was actually listening to a little bit of Lethal Injection today, even though that's where a lot of people say he's started to fall
off, yeah.
But, you know, really dope and shit like that. I was banging that shit today. That reminded me of high school. And I liked them back then.
I did, too. At one time, Q was my favorite rapper. And then he started Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And I couldn't really fuck with that. Shout out to Short Shot, though. Blueface. Sal Capone. West Coast of the building.
Oh, man. Garbage.
Now, garbage why? Just because he's a young head or garbage? And I don't know, you actually went and listened to some of this young man's music. So what is it that really just the reason you say he's garbage?
It sounds like he just started rapping 5 minutes ago. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell somebody young on the mic or that's, you know, really taking the shit serious. He's not taking the shit serious. You know, I mean, there is no pride in this craft whatsoever. None. See, he's not rhyming. This shit is fucking offbeat. You know what he sound like? He sound like a retarded Mac Dre.
Rest in peace to Mac Dre, but a retarded Mac Dre.
Retarded Mac Dre. Because he got the Mac Dre style, that talking shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Mac Dre, actually, he would rhyme. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he had more, like you said, Mac had put more time into what he was doing.
Of course.
Right. What about you, Pooh? What about Blueface?
I'm going to say Force. But just, how can I say it? I only got put on the Blueface about a month ago, and at that time, he was really like a real, like, nobody. And then all of a sudden, he seemed like overnight, just boom, he kind of blew up a little bit over here. It just sounds like he's learning as he goes. Like, he's not a finished product. I can respect somebody being different. I remember Kendrick saying, oh, he liked him, he was dope. I thought he meant that because he was different. Like, a lot of people respect people who don't sound the same. I'm just not into his music. I see what he's doing, but it just seems like he hasn't mastered his style yet. So until he gets better, I'm not fucking with him.
Yeah, wait and see. I think he's trash.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
So the waiting to see, how fucking long do you give this motherfucking time to wait and see? Like, what do you think? What do you think his clock starts now? How long do you think he'll be to where he need to be, or where you think he would be decent?
You know what? I don't know. I really don't think it's just
are you really gonna fucking wait? You can't wait for X, but you can wait for this shit.
I've only heard one video. I forgot the name of this shit. I know he got a few things out. I'm not fucking with it. Number two, the shit that I did hear, he was gang banging. Yeah. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to hear that shit. I don't even fuck with Nipsey. Don't get me wrong. I Nipsey a chance, and Nipsey can actually rap. I think he's really, really, really overrated. Mm. But he can rap. He's not whack at all, but he's overrated in my book. What's the name? Blueface is terrible, but he's different. So I would like to see the nigga get better so I can at least see if he can catch on. But these young niggas, he gonna be, not to say nothing negative, he gonna be leaned out the game before he do that. That's just my opinion. No.
Did you, what was that video I saw the other day with one of these kids is in the middle of an interview and this nigga just like breaks from the interview and asks for a Percocet or some shit like
that? Saddest
shit I've seen in a long time.
And then the interviewer was like, are you gonna be able to make it through? Yeah. I'm not a fiend, or you said, but the nigga said he was itching for a perk. That's out of here, man.
That's crazy. So you said Nip, that was the next name. You said he's overrated. Sign, what do you think about Nip?
I would say King, man.
King?
He's a king, bro. Because rhyming-wise, I don't look for Nip to be, you know, super lyrical and no shit like that, but this motherfucker, he got the strings to his hustle, and he controlled the shit from fucking the beginning to the end. So,
and that's why I fuck with Nip too. I like Nip's business savvy, and I like what Nip is saying. Like, I think people are overdoing this whole album of the year thing or whatever, and that's all good.
And that's what I meant by already. My word for Nip was surprising.
Yeah. Oh shit. Okay.
Are you going to elaborate on that?
Yeah, definitely. Elaborate on why you're surprised.
Because I heard him way back 10 years ago where he was gangbanging in his music. And I was like, oh, here we go. Same old shit. But as time is going on, he's developed. When I actually hear him like on guest appearances, he holds his own. I haven't heard him ever kick anything whack, but I haven't heard him kick anything superior. And it kind of, you know, when I was listening to his shit before he got to this last album, everything, once he, it seemed like he found a lane that worked for him. and all the records start to sound the same. So that's why I say he's overrated. Like, the next time he dropped, I expect to hear something different. The flow pattern and all that shit is the same, just over and over and over.
Yeah. Eminem. What you think, bro?
Eminem? Shit, it's kind of hard to say with Eminem. I'm going to say, damn.
All right, let me come back to you. What about you, Simon?
Repetitive. Because he just do the same shit over and over. And that, like I said, he never goes outside of his lane. He's a talented MC as far as the wordplay and shit, but his concepts and shit are just the same shit.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Kamikaze should be his last official album? No, I'm being honest. Do you think, like, this should be it? He's come back. He's proven we can rap, or he can rap. He's given his core fan base, I guess, what they wanted. He just dropped a freestyle a minute ago. People checked it out, but it didn't have any staying power. Mm. With everything going on, he's got Griselda. I think he's got Boogie or A Boogie. He's got one of the Boogies.
West Side Boogie?
No, that's West Side Gun.
But oh, yeah.
A Boogie, I think. He's got Boogie or something. He's got another artist that signed to Shady or whatever. So is it really, truly time for him to step behind the scenes 100% and now just no longer release material? Or give us a song every once in a while?
Yeah. I'd like for him to be unselfish and push his artists. You know, I mean, his challenge is he's got to push somebody without Dre. I mean, because the only successful artist that he really pushed or that was under his umbrella is 50. But, I mean, shit, that's 16 years ago. So he's got all these artists, and I think he need to focus on them, get you know what I mean, get them going. And, I mean, if anything, maybe drop some 16s every now and then, but... Right. Put the music away.
Okay. Gucci Mane. Mm. Pooh, what you think?
See, it's kind of hard when it comes to these MCs. I didn't get a chance to really speak on Eminem, but Gucci.
Oh, no, go back. I'm my bad. Go back to him.
Eminem, I put standout.
Okay.
But I'm judging by the old Eminem. Uh-huh. I feel like at his peak, he was a standout. I'm not going to say he was, like, a great, you know, standout as a step down, because we've heard better. But now, I think it's time to just go ahead and hang the mic up. I know he can still rap, but it's about being relevant and people actually want to hear what you say. Like, right now, these cats in that generation, they don't have any staying power. Like, no rewind factor. Like, you can hear, like, oh, he can rap still, but then you never put the shit back in the deck. You know what I mean? Yeah. That don't mean he's whack. That just mean, like, your ear is like, you don't want to hear that no more. You know
right,
what I mean?
There's niggas who can rap, and there's people who put good music out that has replay value, and that's always been that. Like, no one ever is chilling and is like, yo, you know what we need to really hear right now? We need to hear Cannabis Get Retarded. You know what I mean? Like, that hasn't set off any parties I've ever been into. But let the record show that at one time, Cannabis was one of the illest rappers in the game. It just, again, he wasn't able to make music that you wanted songs to listen to with a high replay value.
Right.
Gucci. Yeah.
Same thing with Gucci. Gucci, in my opinion, at first, thought he was garbage, but my word now is hard. Doing his run, I like Gucci. I like that he was different. His sound was different. He did birth a lot of this shit that we're dealing with now, unfortunately.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, I like Gucci at his peak. I always thought when him and Gigi was battling that Gigi was harder than him, and King OG always argued, no, Gucci's dope, but Gucci's gonna be around longer, and he proved to be right.
Yeah.
Gigi's irrelevant. That's the word for young Gigi, irrelevant.
Irrelevant. And shout out to King OG, man. I'll never forget. I think we were like in, it was in the Rialto or Fontana the first time I heard that shit.
South Ridge.
This motherfucker was playing some Gucci, talking about Gucci Man, higher than everything giraffe.
Everything I say means Tuesday.
And then he showed me a picture before they had the Bart Simpson chain. He looked like somebody, drunk, based out uncle. I was like, man, King, I can't believe you fucking with this nigga. And then years later, he's, you know, changed his life up, you know, switched his style up. And yeah, he's birthed, in my opinion, a horrible generation of people.
Oh, shit.
Rap-wise, MC-wise, you know, maybe not, you know, musically, but just as far as spitting bars, he's been pretty trash for a minute. So that's, you know, that's my opinion on Gucci. What about Meek?
I step in on Meek. I put, he's all right.
Yeah.
The young generation love that nigga like he Tupac.
He is just, you know, he is new Pac.
He's all right. I always felt, you know, not knocking niggas across the board, but I can't really respect niggas too much when the CEO of the label is the best artist on the label. He's not better than Ricky Ross, in my opinion, or Rose, whatever the fuck you call him. So I never really gave him that. And then when he was fucking with Nicki, I think social media kind of spills in and starts to make you dislike MCs because you see them too much. Back in the day, we heard music, we didn't see these niggas. We didn't see that they was cornballs. We didn't see these weirdo hoes they fucking and all this other clown shit that they do.
Yeah.
I mean, and you don't see niggas get... Well, he got chewed up in the battle by a soft nigga from Canada. Mm. You know what I mean? But he came out of jail with his head on his shoulders, and from what I've been hearing, he sound cool. Maybe I might listen to an album.
Champions was cool. I like Champions. People calling it album of the year. I don't see that because there was a lot of garbage on there. But he did a lot of good things on the album, and I was never a Meek fan going in because all the screaming and shit he did on the mic. But Champions worked, and I'm going to check for him if he's on the street knowledge type Meek. So what you say in regards to Meek's time?
Yeah, I say he's just lucky, you know, because he got the opportunity, and this is the shit he should have been doing in the fucking first place. So, you know, I think he's lucky. I mean, I don't know if all this shit is sincere or where he's coming from and all that, or just to, you know, stay out of his situation or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it's fucked up. He wasn't standing for the movement prior to him getting out, you know.
Sometimes you got to bump your head one too many times to realize, you know, that you're doing the wrong thing. What do we say about Cardi B? Who want to take that first? I see the looks at the table. So who want to go ahead and take that first leap?
Divorce. What's up, Cardi? hey, I love all you baby mamas, but that bitch is number one right there.
what did you like about her so much?
Hey. She hood as fuck, man.
Hey,
she hood as fuck. Not even the money, man. I like them rough bitches. You know what I mean? Like, I'm cool. I'm chill with shit like that. But hey, that's my balance, is that wild shit. You know what I mean? So I like that rough. Be honest. You know what I mean? Don't play no bullshit. Don't beat around no bush. Don't fucking tell me subliminals. Don't fucking have me try to figure your ass out, or, you know, you want me to take out the fucking trash. Just tell me, bitch at me. You know what I mean? But shit, let me know that shit gonna get done. You know what I mean? So I, like I said, she the epitome of what fucking sign one. I want a boss bitch. You know what I mean?
So Cardi, if you're listening, at Sign Capone, he ain't like Offset or is that what she's talking with Offset, right? Yeah. Sign gonna be loyal to you. You know what I mean? Don't even trip. What about you, Pooh Cardi?
I said weak.
Weak. Okay, why weak?
Because I feel like she's gotten better, but as an MC, she's garbage.
Yeah, she's not the best.
She's garbage. And then I heard what Simon said. He liked her being straight to the point and all of that. I can understand that. That all makes sense. But she got a fake ass and fake titties, so the bitch ain't that authentic.
as long as she honest, it's all good. Shit.
So speaking of fake ass and titties, what about Nicki? That's the next name on the word
association. I said overrated.
Overrated, okay. What about you, Sign? What you say, you?
Done.
Ooh. We ain't gonna kill Nick. We're gonna slide by, but I agree, both overrated and done. I think your time has come. Speaking of cats, time who has come, kingdom has come, so let's go right into Jay-Z. Sign, what are your thoughts on Hov?
Tired,
okay. Sign, I mean Pooh?
I put smooth.
Smooth. Smooth in what regard?
Meaning that, he was always the same pace and level on his tracks. Like, he's had that smooth, confident flow. That's what I know about Jay-Z.
That's real talk, because we've never heard Angry Jay on a track,
no,
right?
Never.
Even when he skeeted on the baby seat, he did it real smooth.
Smooth, like, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's my favorite one so far. Smooth. I like that. This nigga Pooh actually putting in some work. I like this. We gotta do this one more often. Pooh hit me with like three or four so far. Like, this nigga got some all right. Nas. What about Nas? Pooh?
I put Poet.
Yeah, definitely.
I said Poet because we've heard all type of dope MCs. It's just like, he has a way with words. Like, he may not say anything super spectacular, but just the way that he says it sounds more than just hip hop. Like, he can actually write his shit down and it can be poetic.
Right, it takes you there.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like you're there. What about you, Simon, with Nas?
Nas, just brilliant.
Brilliant, all right. Kanye. Simon, go ahead.
Weirdo.
But aren't the crazy people the weirdos though?
You would think, but I mean, shit, crazy people. Yeah, I mean, they're all weirdos. You know what I mean? But yeah. As far as the geniuses and shit, you saying? Weirdo.
Yeah,
nah. But he's not a fucking genius. He's a fucking weirdo, and he just attract his fan base is fucking weirdo. So it's just a weirdo world and shit. You know what I mean?
All right. What about you, Pooh? Let's talk about Kod Yeezy.
I said looped.
Looped.
Yeah, like
break that down.
It just seemed like Kanye. Can't knock him. He's talented.
Right.
You know what I mean? He has an ear for the music.
Yeah.
I just think he's a little full of himself. He's trapped in his own head, so to speak, and that's splitting out to the public. So I just think he's a little crazy. So over here, it just seemed like he smoked a stick and everything.
Oh, shit.
He's a big homie and shit.
You get that sherm stick, huh?
Yeah.
Drake. Who want to go first off Drake?
I said soft.
Soft, yeah, all right. Sign me. What's your word for Drake?
Hugs.
Are you referencing the hug that he gave Meek on stage?
That's the hug he doing to Kim in her DM and shit on IG and shit.
He hugs. Oh, shit. All right. So, somebody who's definitely not hugging anybody, Royce the 5'9". What you got to say about Royce?
The underdog.
Okay. Yeah, expand on that a little bit.
Now, I think the D12 movement, the fucking Slaughterhouse, I think Royce has been the best MC out of all of it.
All of it.
And, you know, he's always an underdog. Nobody ever speak on this shit, but I think, personally, he's the best out of all of them.
Okay. Pooh, Royce.
I put underrated.
Yeah, I think definitely Royce is underrated. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, I think he's a lot doper than I thought. You know what I mean? Back in the days, it seemed like Eminem overshadowed anybody that was mentioned with him, so to speak, so he never gave him a chance. And then I seen a nigga, I said it before, with the rhinestone bandanas and shit, and I was like, man. When I see niggas with rhinestones and what do you call that shit? Like chapstick on and shit.
No,
nigga, he just gave me them a Marion vibe and shit. Oh.
Ice, what was that? Ice boxer. I skipped J-Rock. What about J-Rock? Big shout out to him, first of all, for him being on the fucking the lead into the, what was it, the Bama and fucking in Oklahoma State game. That was big to see him doing his song Championships or whatever. So shout out to J-Rock, definitely on his way up. But what do you think about J-Rock, Pooh?
I say improved. Because when I first heard J-Rock and he first came out, I was a little biased just because he was from the city, so people can watch from Niggas and Garden. So I was happy to hear that, but his music, I was like, you know what I mean? It was whatever. But he definitely got better to go further on the music thing. I first heard it watching college football when the season first started. The theme song for the season was Win, 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 which was his track.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they play it every week on all the breaks, all the ABC and ESPN and shit. So that's major. And then to actually see that Obama picked one of J-Rock's songs as one of his favorite songs of the year. That's more big. So, shout out to J-Rock.
Yeah, big shout out to J-Rock. Shit, we talked about Royce. What about Joyner Lucas? Thoughts, Soccer Paul?
He's a visionary, man. Really? The way he depicts his music, and if you see the visuals that go along with the music and how
so
he's
you're talking
painting
about
picture,
the I'm not racist joint or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had an interest in 2018. You know what I mean? He's off his label with Atlantic. He's got the Eminem co-sign. I feel he lost the beef to Tory Lanez. Well, not really the beef. The exchange of rapping, I think he lost to Tory Lanez. I thought Tory rapped better. And as an R&B singer, that's crazy to say, right? So I think Joyner is very interesting. I think he's got a tremendous amount of skill. It'll be interesting to see what he does going from here, what he does running with that Eminem co-sign, you know, where that ends up leaving him, especially in 2019. What about you, Pooh?
I said blah.
Why Blah? But no, that's real, because there's people who are either raving about him being this elite lyricist, or then there's people like, yeah, so he can rap.
The reason why I said Blah, honestly, is because I don't know about him. Like,
yeah,
I heard the shit that really blew him up online with the visuals, and then the shit with Tory Lanez. But other than that, I haven't heard anything. So I can't really critique him or give him props because I haven't heard his music.
Yeah, I'm going to say versatile, because this year he had a record with Chris Brown, where Chris and him are rapping, but Chris out-rapped him. But he, again, he's been able to show that he can do, he has a lot of versatility, so I definitely respect that. What about the self-proclaimed comeback of 2018, Soulja Boy? Tell him. Thoughts, what, Big Soulja? Everybody quiet on Big Soulja? They want that Big Soulja smoke?
Hey, business. I mean, he got off that that console. I mean, Nintendo was about to sue his ass.
Yeah, he about to lose it all.
But I mean, hey, I'm not mad. He's, you know, he's thinking beyond music, and I think, to me, anybody that's thinking beyond and trying to build a brand and trying to get it elsewhere, you know what I mean? I definitely got respect for it, so I rock with it.
What about you, Pooh?
I said teenage. I can only think of Soulja Boy when he first came, and he had that young energy that the youngsters like. And now he's older, and I guess a lot of these people grew up with him. And it's youngster type shit. As far as business, you know, that's separate. I'm speaking only on his music. It's just some young shit.
Yeah,
you know, that's all.
So real quick, we'll kind of do rapid fire to get out of here. I'm gonna jump to YG. Thoughts on YG? And I'm gonna start because that's your people's pool. So I'm gonna start with your people's YG.
Why is he my people? Number one.
Why do we have to? Do we need to? Why, to expand he, on that?
Because he's from Compton and he's from the same side of the fence.
Yeah, exactly.
My word for YG is remedial.
Oh damn.
So why is YG remedial? Just musically.
When I hear his interviews, when I hear him speak, just everything that he does just sounds like this nigga just got passed along through school.
Mm, I think YG and Cardi would have, that'd be a crazy ass relationship right there, because I think that is too remedial motherfuckers.
Have you seen the way YG's been dressing lately?
Yes,
nigga wear penny loafers and yes, knickerbockers.
He had on some Michael Jackson fucking beaded pants with some with the Liu Kang fucking Mortal Kombat cape on and shit like that, with some Lopes on. And then there was some other shit I was going to share, but this thing was like in silk boxers with some penny loafers, like a red bandana. I didn't share it because I was like, this is really some suspect shit.
Yeah.
So what do you say about YG? It
just ran out of your mouth right there.
Suspect
shit. And I'm not talking about from the police either.
So is he starting power bottom?
Oh, man. Yeah, he on the Dwight Howard squad. You know, that's All-Star Weekend and shit.
What about Lil Wayne? He came back in 2018. I'm going to ask you, what do you think about Wayne?
You know, he's human.
That's real shit.
He's not a god.
He is not an alien.
Projecting to be.
What about you, Big Pooh?
I said Nola. I mean by that, he may not be as great like he thought he was, but when I think New Orleans hip hop, I think Wayne.
Yeah, shout out to him on that. And shout out to Jay and Swizz for helping him out with his tax issues. And man, Baby is a cold motherfucker. Baby is a cold mom. If everything that is said to be true about, I mean, they taking so much money from this kid. He's getting some money back, but you know, Push said it, Ross has said it. Like, Wayne was out here touring to support himself, and Wayne has had so much success in this industry for himself, for others. And I'm not a Wayne fan by any stretch of the imagination. You know what I mean? But it's sad for the amount of work that he's put in for so long, for him at this point in his career, still having to be touring in order to support yourself. You know what I mean? Also, ghostwriting aside, you know, Baby not paying producers aside, in my opinion, it's sad. So, hey, he got Young Money back, and hopefully the Nicki and Drake checks come in, and he's back to being okay. But Wayne, can you stop dressing like some old white woman? Can you please stop doing that? Look like you're going to a a fucking five and dime thrift store with $20 and buy everything in that motherfucker. You cannot no longer be wearing big ass swashbuckler boots with a grandma knit hoodie on and shit. Like, you just can't do that for me to consider you at any level of one of the elite rappers in this day and age. You just can't do that. You can't look like E.T. getting ready to fucking get in the basket and phone home. Nigga, it just can't. We can't do that no more. What about 50?
I said savior.
In what regard?
Meaning when he hit the game, like, he, when he came to New York, he was the king. Like, they were starting to slip as far as they hold on the game. When he came for his little run, he solidified them as the kings of hip-hop again for New York, though.
Simon, what about you?
Comedian, because his jokes is more powerful than his music right now.
Yeah, he's definitely known for trolling more than he is for music.
Yeah, music now, he's irrelevant.
Yeah, but he's probably the cat that is the father to all these cats who are trying to troll now, because 50 was that original guy. Last but not least, Travis Scott.
Who?
Travis Scott. He's a kid.
My word is who?
Oh, who? Okay. Well, he had a number one charting record. Shit. You know, he's married to one of the Kardashians.
What was the song?
Well, the one that I'm aware of is Sicko Mode with him and Drake. That's the one where Drake is taking shots at Kanye. Travis Scott is also Kanye's brother-in-law type shit. You know, young artist out of Houston.
I just seen his parents crying in pictures of they got cars and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how music.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Simon, what about you?
All right, I'm going to cheat on this one. I know it's a one word answer.
Yeah.
I got two.
All right, go ahead.
Get out. Leave that shit, bro. You young, man. You young.
I think it's already too late for him to get out. They got a baby. He's stuck.
He's performing at the Super Bowl. His girl worth like $1 billion.
Yes, his girl is a billionaire. Yeah, so he ain't going nowhere. You know what I mean?
All right, Stephanie.
Hey.
Shit. Nah, I bet he's making them sandwiches and shit.
Here's a question. So, Simon, Cardi approaches you. Would you be Stedman for Cardi?
Stedman?
You at the house, chilling. Dick on demand, and you got all the sandwiches you can eat.
Cardi is fly as fuck, and there's a lot of shit I would do for that situation, but her catalog ain't that thick for me to be Stedman. If she had a Beyonce catalog, I'm Stedman all motherfucking day.
So you would be Stedman to Cardi with Beyonce catalog, but you wouldn't be Travis Scott to... What's
that name? Yeah, you know me, Pooh. I gotta be with a woman of color. I gotta be with a woman of color. I told you that. You know where I come from, so no. My mama is the only white woman I can handle. I cannot bring any more white women around me. None.
Yeah, that's facts, though. I think her name is Kylie.
Kylie
Jenner. Yeah, she's.
I mean,
yeah.
What do you have to say about her? I mean, yeah, I know.
So you would do it, Pooh?
What?
Would you do it?
Kill?
No, would you be Stedman for Kylie because she a billionaire?
Yeah.
You gay. Because you were sitting next to fucking it Jenner and shit like that.
This nigga said
yo, mother-in-law got a dick, nigga.
But that ain't got shit to do with me. Allegedly. That ain't got shit to do with me.
Would you be that Thanksgiving dinner, motherfucker? Hey, that's... Christmas and all that shit.
You ain't never been on a job and worked with some hotels, my nigga?
Yeah, but I ain't never been to their crib, motherfucker. Shit.
Like, what did I gotta do? I'm not fucking Bruce Jenner.
Hey, cut off your allowance and shit.
Look,
or some old ridiculous shit.
Look, if you got game, like niggas say they got, and you got a billionaire financing it. Shit, you get what you get, and then, you know, you ease on out the door.
I don't know. If her dad is a chick with a dick, I ain't fucking with it, bro.
I thought that nigga got his shit cut off.
No, he didn't get it cut off, bro.
And he's no, because he's actually, it's crazy. And again, not to go in on people who choose that. No. Pooh and I already had this discussion, and we both said, fuck it. If you want to identify as a fucking dog that is a frog on the weekends, as long as you ain't doing some R. Kelly pedophile shit, and you're doing it with a grown adult, be a dog who's a frog on the weekend.
So what if Cardi daddy was gay? You still fucking with her?
That's a new level of ignorance for Simon Poe. That you now You now have to ask somebody, is anybody in your family gay before we get together?
Because
if so, then I'm gay.
No. The gay shit was the extra shit. But again, with the Kardashian curse and all that weird shit with Kanye wigging the fuck out, that shit ain't fucking happening to me. And look what happened to Tiger. You know what I mean? He ain't even recovering
from Well, here's the thing.
He had a baby with a hoe.
Here's the thing. I think that if you are not one of the women in the Kardashian family, you are collateral damage. Look at Lamar Odom. Like we just talked about the dude that played for the Brooklyn Nets.
I'm just clowning about the Bruce Jenner shit. But yeah. That shit is... That would be some other shit.
A nigga didn't think that deep into it. I'm just thinking about, like, would I rather stand next to a young woman or Oprah? I'd rather be next to a young billionaire than an old slave-looking bitch like that. That's just my opinion.
Oprah has come too far. Why cats always refer to Oprah as Harpo from the Purple Light?
Her name was Sophia.
Sophia, my bad.
No.
But she came too far, my nigga.
Look, I don't like Oprah. She don't like niggas. Every now and then she get her nigga wake-up call. She go to Europe. And they treat her
like a nigga.
Like a nigga.
Right,
like Oprah Ann from Mississippi. Yeah, Burgess, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't like Oprah.
I got you.
You know, the one thing I can say, that Jenner curse, all that shit, I understand. Get out.
Yeah.
The show. But the one thing I can say about that one, I guess because she's so fucking young, I don't know about niggas smashing her, so it's a little easier to take. Like, she ain't a hoe, so to speak.
Well, yeah, because she was like 19 or something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's just kind of...
I mean, honestly, Travis came up. I didn't know who Travis was before this relationship. Yeah. I know who he is now because of the relationship. And so he's got him a young one. So as long as... And it seems like from what I've seen out of everybody, and I don't know the other sister, was just the dedication. Like, I watched an interview where she knew everything. It was like an interview where you get two couples down and you ask, what are the names of my dogs and what is the names of this? And he knew nothing about her. And she knew everything about him. You know what I mean? It's like she's that young, in love. He's probably blowing her back out. She's ecstatic. You know what I mean? I'm a billionaire. I got a successful boyfriend. Go ahead, Pooh.
I will say there is one thing, though. The bitch don't look like that.
No, she don't.
I mean, she had a kid with him, and, you know, they genes crossed, and the baby came out looking the way it looked. But if you've seen her before the surgery, she looks like the other one.
Right.
You know what I mean? She does not look as cute as she does when she is now.
So there was a story that was maybe about a year ago came out and happened to a rich Japanese businessman.
Oh, yeah.
So he married his wife, and he might have been Chinese. But it was a rich Asian, foreign businessman. Married his wife. Had kids, and then like 10 years later, kids don't look like him. The kids look like her before all the surgery. Found out about the surgery, and he ended up like divorcing her. And the story is true because the kids were ugly, and he left the kids and don't have to pay no support or no nothing because, you know, the judge said, hey, you lied to this man. And so there is that chance that, you know, most likely what's going to happen is the kids are going to grow up not looking like their mothers. And that's a lot of them. I mean, all the Kardashians have work. So hopefully the daddy's genes and all these situations win over. Or else, yeah, you're going to then have kids who need to have plastic surgery to look like their mama. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or their granddaddy.
Depending on same thing with Cardi. In my opinion, Cardi's not cute. But she got ass and she got them weird-looking titties. Under clothes, she looked banging.
Yeah.
But that baby, you know, it's a child, you don't want to talk like that, but that, the kid is not going to come out looking like Cardi, because she's made up.
Right, anybody who has plastic surgery, yeah, you're 100% right on that. You know what, I missed one person, because I just want to mention this. Snoop is coming back with a new album, produced by Battle Cat. So first, give me one word for Snoop, and then quickly tell me your thoughts on the Snoop and Battle Cat solely produced album. I'm gonna go with you first, Pooh.
The word, well, it's actually two words, but
all right.
Long Beach.
All
right. I grew up neighboring city right down the street. Long Beach is always Long Beach. Nationally, it was irrelevant. Snoop Dogg put Long Beach on the map worldwide, period. You can't take that from him. Music-wise, with Battle Cat, I'll give it a chance. I would listen to that shit 20 times before I listen to fucking DMX or majority of the niggas on this list.
Mm. What about you, Sire?
Nah, West, you know, as far as, I mean, he epitomizes, you know, especially in California, what the fuck we are, you know what I mean? And he's been consistent with it.
Let me ask you this. Is it safe to say that now, due to longevity, that he is the West Coast when it comes to rap music? I know a lot of people say, oh, the West Coast is Pac. But is it safe to say that Snoop, just because of longevity, notoriety, is the first person you think of when you think of the West Coast?
I wouldn't say the first, but he'd probably be the most common answer of everybody, and that would be all generations.
Me, we talking specifically hip-hop, right?
Yeah, rap, hip-hop, whatever.
When I think West Coast, I think Death Row. Not the one specific artist. I don't even look at Tupac as West Coast. I think he came in and little homie his way up the chain real quick. Start screaming. Because that nigga was screaming Westside. Nigga, we don't scream Westside over here. So whenever I see niggas in pictures throwing up the W, like, nigga, you lame as fuck. Like, we don't do that. I know Watts niggas throw up the W.
Shout out to Cam.
And, like, you know, even to go a little deeper, when it was Cube and Mac-10 and Dove C, the Westside Connection, they wasn't talking about the West Coast. They were talking about the West Side of L.A. Because all the niggas from the West Side. You feel what I'm saying? At that time, Cam then was talking about the East Side. Right. It's the East Side nigga make me bow down. So, we don't do that over here. So, no, not Pac. His music before that was like sounding more East Coast than West.
Right. So, Stein, real quick. Battle Cat, Snoop. You looking forward to that?
Nah, of course. Because it's on that funk shit. You know what I mean? And Battle Cat...
As King OG says, you are Dr. Funk.
Nah, he's straight Dr. Funk. You know, I mean, but I was raised with OGs. Yeah. So, you know, that's why.
Yeah. Well, fellas, it's been way too long since we got together and did this, and it's good to be back. And we'll be back with some more episodes. We also have some new content, some stuff coming. If you haven't heard Pooh and Myself's show, Open Mics, where we just talk about everything and anything that comes to our mind, totally unscripted. You can get that only on our Libsyn channel. So what you can do is go ahead, go to Libsyn.com, type in An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop, and when you go to our page, you will find Open Mics. We'll have another episode of that coming soon. But a lot of different content coming to y'all in 2019, making our Pandora debut. We got some other things that, you know, we're going to go ahead and kick off and get out there. I just want to thank everybody who rocked with us in 2018, everybody who supported. You know, this was a crazy year for us, you know, losing studio locations and a lot of stuff happened in 2018. But because we are brothers, because we are family, this isn't something that we just, hey, I've met you online. You want to do a show, or, you know, I know you do a show and I do a show. Let's hook up and do a show. This is many decades together of doing this and having these honest conversations without mics. Now we got mics. Now it's recorded. Now we're putting it up online. So that's what we do, and that's what we're going to give to y'all. So before I get out of here, Pooh, any shout outs?
You know, to the people out there, I don't know when this is going to be posted, but we're coming to the new year in a couple days. Everybody be safe, stay away from the riffraff, and catch y'all next year.
Respect, Mr. Sakapone.
Nah, man, shout out to everybody that's been supporting for the last, 2 years?
Coming up.
Yeah, we've been doing the Thug Thizzle, man, and appreciate y'all working with us, man, and, you know, working out the episodes and things like that, you know. Yeah, as Pooh said, man, Happy New Year, and baby mamas, what's up? It's still big boy season, so holler at your dog.
Holler at your dog. So that's it. Again, big shout out to King OG, everybody who supports An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. You know where to find us: Spotify, Google Play, iTunes, anywhere that great podcasts are featured. Can find us there. Google us. We there. An Honest Conversation About Hip Hop. Until next time, peace.